This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. How are you, Brian?
I am doing very well.
Well, I know some of you have messaged our site saying, it's time for you to eat the shoe.
Well, you did promise.
I actually even told them that I'd run around the block naked or some crap like that.
So that's what you were doing this morning.
I did that yesterday. They arrested me. The lineup had to get me out of there. But here, take a picture of me biting onto this shoe here.
Okay, let me.
And we're going to use that one for our show topic.
Let me get this. Got it.
Ah, go back down. Go back down. That was Durango Kid that I was all over in the first race. And yeah. Durango Kid definitely got out taken by the three horse here, Muckaden Road. And I thought the four was a lock, and I made it a 4-5. And the three, I had the three there somewhere in between. If you were going to break it up, the 4-5, the three I would have had in the middle of the four, but three proved to be the horse to beat there, and that was Javier Tavares, and went off at 7.5-1. And I talked everyone into Durango Kid. I think people had already bought into Durango Kid anyway. But anyway, that's how that goes. And this is horse racing, man. This mm-hmm. is that's why you know that last race at Monmouth with Maximum Security, he lost that race.
Yeah.
So you know anything can happen, and. But it sucks when you lead people on to. I mean, Maximum Security went off at 1-20. Okay.
Yeah.
And then that's. I mean, you hear 1-9. You hear that. I mean, you hear those. But.
Mm-hmm.
But 1-20 odds. You're only getting back 10 cents, putting up $2. I don't know if that's worth it. Anyway. Yeah. So I did eat my shoe there. Took a bite of it. You see me. I did take a bite. You took a picture.
We have photo evidence.
All right. So back off the emails and messages. One email, though, that's very interesting comes to us from Sandy in Decatur, Illinois. Hi, Jono. I've heard you bring up that you used to own racehorses. I'm thinking about it. My husband and I are retired. Love to see our horse running in a race one day. We've always thought about it. What do you think? Well, I mean, you're in Decatur, so you've got access to possibly Hawthorne. You'll have access to Arlington, Fairmont Park. Iowa's got a track. So, you know what? I think you're all around the track. So that's a good one. But here's the thing, too. Sandy, I got to tell you. You got to have trust in someone that's going to be your trainer. That's the big thing. Cause if, and what I suggest there is don't just go to the first trainer and you guys have a nice little lovey-dovey type of talk. That's fine and dandy, but you know what? They're going to put on the best clean show that they could give you right then and there. What you have to do is you have to talk to other owners that have been with this person, this he or she, and you know what? Maybe get a scoop on how the relationship is there. That's the important. It's not something you jump into, Brian.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a racehorse that's going to – it's money. It's being money that's being thrown out there. And then, you know what? One guy once said, how do you become a millionaire in horse racing? And another guy replied, you have to have a billion. And that's what it's all about in horse racing. It's very tough to make it in that 1% to where you're constantly getting a nice check in the mail every week, every month. But, I mean, you have to look around. You have to see people that have had that trainer. And you know what? I'm personally not into trainers that have just one or two horses either. But that's because if I give them a horse, then I'm kind of feeling bad because if I want to put the horse in a claiming race and get rid of the horse, well, he's going to lose a lot of his revenue from that one horse. Yeah. So I have a hard time with that. I had a trainer like that at Churchill. Nice guy, always into it and everything, but he just didn't know where to put the horse in. To get the horse claimed and out of my hair. I just didn't want the horse anymore. But, you know, that was just one guy I had in church. I don't want to give his name out. But you want to find a group of you want to find a trainer that's got a group of horses, about maybe seven and more, because then, you know what, I just think that he doesn't have a personal feel for the horse as much as to keep the horse in the camp so he could make a couple bucks and live off the horse. That's not how you do it. And you also want a trainer out there, from my experience, that's going to be answering your phone calls and all that, because you know what, you want to know what's going on with the horse. Every time you call, you'd like to see that phone picked up. I know there's times when they're training and taking care of the horse. I get that, but call the guy back. That's the most important thing. So, Sandy, you got to look for stuff like that. This is not a one-day deal, one-week deal. This may be a one-year type of search here. Why not? You and Jim are retired, and you know what? You guys enjoy and take your time with this. You don't want a hassle when you're in retirement, too. Well, was that pretty good?
Yeah, it was great.
All right. I mean, I'm just telling Sandy,
it was a very thorough explanation. I understood it all.
I just don't want someone to go under pressure like that. They've already worked for the man all their life, and now I don't want them to work for a horse and say, "No, we got to come up with." Forget all that, you know. Forget all that. Take your time if you really want to do it. After you find the right trainer, and maybe a trainer that's going to tell you, "Hey, maybe this isn't cut up for you." I mean, if they're down to earth and coming from the heart, a lot of these trainers will tell them straight up that there's not a whole lot of money to be made from this.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you may be giving a lot of money.
Yeah.
And coming clean like that, I think I would sign up with a guy like that or a female trainer like that than you know, someone that's going to promise me the riches.
Yeah. You got to watch out for that.
You got to. What is six? The color.
You said it was black, right?
Yeah, I said that what, a week and a half ago?
Yeah, but I told you I was gonna look into it.
Oh wow. All right. Okay, I'm gonna do this throughout the show.
Okay,
right?
Then.
You're not off the hook yet. There's no way that you memorize all that there, Rain Man. Let's move on to Fairmount Park Saturday night racing. We've only got Wait a minute, though. I can't go anywhere without my weatherman, my trusty weatherman, sitting next to me here.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Brian?
So
you want the helicopter sound?
No, that's okay. Because
I told you,
the weather guy doesn't go up in a helicopter.
Oh, he's up in the helicopter.
No, that's the traffic guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's not the weather guy. It's the traffic guy.
I've seen that Dave Murray go up there too and do the traffic.
I'm not sure, but the weather. I'm sure he has. I'm just saying, like most of the guys that I've worked with, they're sitting in an office or something like that. We're going to get some thunderstorms early in the morning, right around like 9 o'clock.
Nine o'clock, nine a.m.
Yes.
And how long?
So it should only be just for that brief period of time. So not a lot of rain. Or if we are going to get a lot of rain, it's going to come very quickly. And you don't know the time on that?
Nine a.m.
Yeah, nine a.m. is when it says so far.
And when's it stop?
9 a.m. So it'll be brief. It'll be very short.
It's starting at 9 and ending at 9?
Yes.
What the hell are you even here for?
So
what kind of thunderstorm are you that you're coming in and coming out? I don't get that.
After that, it'll be partly sunny with a high in the high 80s, low 90s.
Yeah, but hold up, though. Let's go back to this thunder. How safe is it for a weatherman to say that?
It's usually pretty safe.
No, I mean, you got nothing to lose there if you go, it's coming at 9 a.m. and leaving at 9 a.m. I mean, that's not even going to draw an eyebrow there.
They're just supposed to let you know when weather is actually supposed to happen.
Well, there's no way it comes in at 9 a.m. and leaves at 9 a.m.
Well, I mean, it leaves in the hour.
All right. So
it could happen before 9 a.m. It could happen slightly after, but it's supposed to happen right around the 9 a.m. mark.
Hey, Sandy, you want to do my weather? You want to be my weatherman there, Sandy? Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So, yeah, after that, it'll be partly sunny with a high in the low 90s. But with the humidity, it'll feel quite a bit warmer. It'll feel like it's more like 100.
So that dries it up. So what about the nighttime?
And then after that, it just gets mostly sunny, and then it's clear for the rest of the night. So odds are you're not going to have mud on the track. It's going to be nice and you know, good to run on.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, that's good to know. And we got racing this coming Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. So, hey, why not? Party at the park. If it gets real hot out there, go to the party at the park. But you can't do that because they usually sell that out really quick. So you may want to, if you're going to do the party at the park, you may want to come about an hour and a half beforehand to get yourself a good spot, because I'm telling you, that party at the park, man, that's pretty popular there.
Yep.
But in any case, the post time 7:30 Saturday night, and we got our first race, 6 furlong, claiming 3,200. And folks, we're not seeing a whole lot of big fields here. Okay, so don't be freaking out though when I tell you this. We've got on the first race, we've got a four-horse field, and I'm going with the chalk horse here, Made to Fit. Lost by a head last time out. Truly is the chalk in this race. I mean, he's 1-1. This gelding, 5-year-old gelding, is 1-1. John Cox, Javier Simpson, and last time out, lost by a head. I think it gets the job done this time around with four horses in this race. Should be a workout for him. Gets the job done. And the other chalk here is Name Dropper, 9-5. You know what? With four horses, though, I don't know. In picking two chalks like this, I don't see it. I don't see it. I'll take the 1-1. When smoke clears, it'll probably be 4-5, but I'll still take the 4-5 on top here, and that's Made to Fit. I think the Name Dropper by Charlie Walker's camp, Alvin Ortiz, will be up there. Will be up there. Lost by a head last time out. And you know what? What's so good about Charlie is Charlie loves running his horses short. Don't hear too much about Charlie going route, but when Charlie Walker runs these 6 furlongs, 5 furlongs, and he's got a horse like this, it's always live. So Name Dropper should be up there. You know what? Why not? Let's go with a 4-3 and 3-4 exact the box here. Make it 10, 15 bucks on that. All right. That's what we have on the first race. Moving on to the second race. Second race. What's the one?
What are you talking about? The one horse. That's
one horse. Yeah, I told you I'm going to be throwing this out at you.
Let's see. You know, wait, him. It wasn't.
I got him on this one.
It was red, right?
you. Yes. Yes.
I had to eliminate the other colors.
All right.
I don't have it fully memorized. I've got like a
hell haven't you memorized? Mnemonic that sounds device. Damn good
I've
to me.
I've got like a mnemonic device to.
Demonic. I knew you're demonic.
Mnemonic.
I knew you're demonic, though. Hey, we got people that listen to or watch your show, man.
Yeah.
I told you about it. I got a couple of my friends. One of my friends watches your show, and the other one let me know that his friend watches that show as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Tell the folks out there. And I'm telling you right now, our horse people, they're not really in the best of shape either, so you may be really helping them out on this as well.
Well, I could only hope. But, you know, I'm just happy that people enjoy the stuff that I'm putting out, you know, even if they don't follow the diet that I follow.
It's a disgusting diet, what you
do. It's not a disgusting diet.
A carrot is never a hot dog,
so,
okay?
Whole food, plant-based, that's what I do.
And where can they find you?
They can find my stuff at, you can go to crocsinthekitchen.com to find all of our posts, or you can search on YouTube for Crocs in the Kitchen, and that is Crocs with a K, K-R-O-C-K-S.
Right. There you go. There you go, folks. You've been watching it. You can like it, and why not turn more people onto it? Our second race of the night is a 6 furlong, claiming 3,200, another 4-horse stellar field, I might add. That was good. We're going with the pink for me here. Pink for me. And that's the 1 horse with Dan O'Halloran with Arietta on board. This horse is going off at 1-1. Morning line should go off maybe 3-5. This group is awfully familiar with each other. We got the 1 horse here that's taken on Sing Kitty Sing once, twice. Last 2 times, it's beaten Sing Kitty Sing. Sing Kitty Sing is the other favorite, going off at 7-5. But you know what? When it's on paper like that, beating this horse twice now, back-to-back, why not? I mean, there's some people that you raced against, right, Brian?
Yeah.
When you were younger, you just knew that I beat you the first time, I'm going to beat you the second time. And you know what? There's nothing going to stop me from beating you the third time. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what we have here. I definitely think that pink for me stands out. But what's interesting about this one, though, I got the one on top. All right, we do have the one on top. But how about this horse here, Patsy M, trainer Dwayne Wells, and that's Walfreda Lopez. And this horse is weighing 111 pounds with the jock on top of it, you know? So I really think that you're 11 to 13 pounds lighter. I think that plays a role. I think that plays a role for you to make a big surge at the end here. I think pink for me will win the race. That's what I think. But I think maybe you want to go a little pricier and take that 4-horse. That's probably going to be about... I'm going to say 6-1, 8-1 maybe. Even in a 4-horse field, I think they're going to be jumping all over the Sing Kitty Sing and Pink for Me, which leaves the door open for the 2 and the 4. But I think the 4, I like him. Right now, the morning line's 5-1. I think he'll end up at 6-1, 8-1. Throw that in with your exacta, and boom, you got a $13, $14 exacta here. With this one, going with a 3-5 horse on top. So, you know, that's what we have. That's what we have in the second race. Mind you, I'm not like talking about biting or eating my shoe or running around naked again. You know that. I'm not doing that. I'm not falling into that trap again.
No, you can't set yourself up multiple times.
I'm going to be humble.
Now, you should bet somebody else has to do something. Well, if you're wrong,
I'm looking at you.
Somebody else in the office. No, not me.
You made it up. Why not you?
Why would I do stuff that...
Well, you just asked for it. You're like those guys that like punishment and stuff.
No, I work here. Let's get one of the interns.
Yeah, we do have interns. And
we got a bunch of them. They're not doing anything. Let's go.
I got this one that's always coming up to me with some weird stories. I mean, he wants me to tell these weird stories on the shows. I don't know what the hell to tell him. I told him, actually, a couple times, I can't listen to you anymore. He's a young kid, though. I'll let him go. I'll let him. Brian, stop picking on the damn interns, will you?
I don't do it that often.
All right. We got, what, 30 of them all around
it
here?
It feels like it.
Yeah.
Jeez. And we're getting more.
Really?
Yeah, we're getting a few more.
All right. Let's move on to the third race here. Third race claiming 4,006 furlong. Let's find some value here, my friends. All about value. And I'm going with, let me find him or her. And that is Barton Attack. Barton Attack, the 9-2 horse. And that's Childers with Arietta. And you know what? Last two ran against, I think, in the better horses there. Just a tad bit better.
Yeah.
Less condition and all that stuff. So claiming 3,200. Allowance optional claiming 10,000. I'm telling you, I think this is the time Barton makes a big move here. And last two, okay. Nothing to write home about. But I think against this squad here, I think gets the job done. He's taking on, I think it's a half-ass group here. I think you got a 1-1 horse here that just broke its maiden claiming for 4,000, all right? I know these horses are nothing special, but I can't put a horse at 1-1 just breaking its maiden claiming race. I just can't do it. I don't know. Sorry. So I'm going with Barton Tech, 9-2, the four horse. Oh, what's the four horse?
Yellow.
You bloody genius, you. All right. Okay, so you heard it from Brian. Yellow. Big yellow here, 9-2, Barton Tech, and that's Childers of Arietta. I got that one on top. Let's see what the hell I got with that. I'm going to, you know what? I'll take Red Dirt Road come second. Why not? I mean, you know, I think next time out, though, I'll look for Red Dirt Road. But this time, I just don't see it. I look for a four on top, possibly a five coming in second. But I wouldn't bet too crazy on it. I'll take the horse on top here, Barton Attack. All right. Let's move on to the fourth race here. Fourth race, we've got a 1 mile 70 claiming 4,000. And I'm all over Showbiz Star. Showbiz Star is a 5-2 horse, and it's from Don Martin Camp, Javier Diego on the mount. And I think let's just throw that last race out because it was the first time out this year. This horse has ran three before that in 2018, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, Churchill Downs. And you know what? It got a lot of love. It got a lot of love at Keeneland, 16,000 open, which is a tough race, And it went off at 7.5-1. And those are smart bettors, my friend. So I like Showbiz Star here. I think class will prevail. Showbiz Star gets the job done. And that's the two horse. And let's see here. Who do I got to follow that? I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's just go with that. Showbiz Star here on top. I got to give him something else, too. I can't just do that. That's not right, Brian. You just don't give one horse.
Yeah.
You're not covering your ass good either.
Yeah.
With one horse. But in my case, I really think that this horse is live, and I like the horse. I know Jaguar Ridge, folks, I'm not sure. Likes this distance, that's for sure. I just don't know after that last one. Should have shown me a little bit more, but I know it was going six furlongs, so I don't know. Yeah, we'll have Jaguar Ridge. There you go. The two chalks again. Showbiz Star at 5-2, followed by Jaguar Ridge, and that's Gerald Butler. 32% win clip on Gerald. He's running damn good at this meet. He always does. I mean, he's one of the trainers out there that, you know, he doesn't make a lot of noise. He's quiet, and he just gets the job done. And this is his horse as well. So I think Butler would be up there with Jaguar Ridge. He's got Molina on the horse. Both should be right there. Let's go with a 1-2-2-1 exacta box. All right. Let's move on here. Let's move on to the fifth race. The fifth race is a claiming 4,000. Six furlongs, and which have never won three races. All right, three races. And we've got here, we chose Dancing Position. Dancing Position, and that's Walter Johnson, Juan Molina. All the stars are pointing on this one right here. I like the numbers I'm seeing. Let's look at another chart here to always look at. I'm not going to give you folks my charts now. All right, let's look at what I see here on my secretive charts here. I like Dancing Position. Dancing Position is a standout numbers-wise. Everything, like I said, the stars are lined up with Dancing Position, the four horse, and that is Walter Johnson, Juan Molina. Camp really wants this one. They're making a jock change on this one as well. Used to... I think it was, what jockey was that? In any case, there was a jock change on this from three starts. This other jock, I gotta find the jock now. I'm so much into flying everywhere on my stats. All right. Yeah, that was Ratana, three starts. And now Walter Johnson Camp says, you know what, let's put Molina down the stretch. I'll take Molina down the stretch anytime if he's into it. Him and guys like Santiago, these guys dig in, man. They make it a fun race. So, yeah, I like the jock change here. Dancing Position, the four horse at 5-2, and that's Juan Molina on this one, Dancing Position. All right? I don't know how many times I got to repeat that damn thing, but I did it a lot there. Sixth race. We've got allowance optional claiming 10,000. And this is going six furlong. I got my cold cut exacta box play of the day here, my friends. My play of the day, Howard Cosell. My play of the day. Do you know who Howard Cosell was?
I do not.
You don't, do you?
No, I'm sorry.
Man, that shows how different on the ages we are. Because Howard Cosell used to be the voice of sports. Monday Night Football was Howard Cosell. Oh. This is Howard Cosell, Don Meredith here next to me. And what do you say, Big Don? I mean, Howard Cosell was it, man. He did all the boxing, Muhammad Ali boxing matches and everything.
Gotcha.
You know, that's sad. That really is sad that I'm getting that old. Or you guys are so young that you don't know Howard Cosell.
Well, I'm also bad with names, too, so.
You could remember every one of those names out there that we went to that one site, but you can't remember that, huh?
What are you talking about? What names at one site?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Those adult stars?
Oh, no, I did not. That is a complete and total fabrication.
All right. Sixth race here. We got a 6-furlong allowance optional claiming 10,000. I got my exacta box play of the day here, and this is going with the 3-horse and the 4-horse. Let's start off with the 3-horse here, and that is Prancy Pants. Prancy Pants. All right, I know you're dropping down the laptop to take a look at it. What's that look like? Prancy Pants.
Yeah, it could be Prancy Pants, or it could be Principants.
No, it's not. I can't even say that. So it's Prancy Pants. And that's with Elizabeth Thurman on the horse. This is a Wilsey. Coming in from the Wilsey barn. And I tell you what, I seen Thurman run last week. Man, she was gobbling up some real estate down the stretch. Yeah. She was flying like she was on an escalator. And she just got a little bit more confident. She won a couple races that night. Elizabeth Thurman has turned it up a notch. I like the 3-horse here. With this violent Dark Vader horse here, Galeb's the Great. And that's a Scotty Becker horse with Arietta on this one. I think the 3 and the 4, they're going to go after each other. There's nothing more violent than this one because I like Prancy Pants at 4-1. I hope it holds off the 3-5 or 2-5 Galeb's the Great Horse here, because that's what I think this horse is going to be. But I think it's going to be a 3-4-4-3. All right, that's what I got. I think with Galeb's the Great, their allowance optional claiming 10,000. Lost by a half, lost by a neck, maiden special weight 10,000. The horse loves this track here. I'm not going to take anything away from that one. And I'll follow that up with a 3-2. I mean, Prancy Pants, no slouch. And I think Thurman, she's making a nice statement here towards the middle of the meet here. I really like how she's been running. I think it's going to be 3-4-4-3. All right, that's what I got. That's my exact box play of the day. All right, let's keep this thing moving along, and let's go to the seventh race here. Let's keep this train rolling, and hey, you know what? We're going to make this another, no, I'm not going that, Rob, because then I'd have to split, but you know what I am going to do? I'm going to play two trifectas, and I'm keying the three horse here, Great Grit. All right, Great Grit stays on top here with these plays. I got this horse at 3-5, and legit, and this horse definitely should be 3-5. Two races back, state, maiden, special weight. You know, folks, I don't get in the state, but when we're talking 30,000 level, 19,000 maiden special weight, in Hawthorne, Arlington Park. I think the horse gets respect here. Went down the maiden special weight one time here at Fairmont Park. Lost by a neck. I think it's going to be right there. I like Great Grit to win the race. And I like the horse to follow that up. Oh, behind Great Grit is Treasure Nap. First time Lasix Eddie Essen Price horse with Alvin Ortiz. 8-1 morning line. And I'll tell you what, Eddie's right up there, man. First-time starters, he's at nearly 12, 13%. Maiden special weight, though, he's 31% on the win column. That's a very respectable number, but I don't think you can get around Great Grit. And I keep saying that really fast to get it right, and I am getting it right. So we got the 3 and the 6, and we're going to follow my trifecta up with the close behind. And that's a Harry Lynch, Javier Simpson. And I like what I've seen from this horse here. Last two was right there, man. Right there. You couldn't have asked for better performance unless he won the race, but he didn't win the race. One, he got disqualified on May 25th, so that one didn't go. Then the next time out, ran third, maiden special weight, 9,000 at Fairmont, and didn't miss by much. Three lengths. I mean, just couldn't get any traction at the stretch there. But I definitely think that this horse will be up there for the trifecta. That's a perfect thing there. That's what I want, the trifecta. I'm looking for the trifecta. So I'm going with a 3-1-6 for a $5 straight trifecta. And I'm now going with the 3-6-1. On a trifecta, $5 last race. So I'm playing a $10 ticket. One of them's winning, one of them's losing. But you know what? It'll pay off, all right? It'll pay off because it'll be about, I'm saying it'll be about maybe $7 to $15 tops on a $1. So you got that times five. So you'll have about $50-$60 on a $10 ticket, all right? So you're going to make a little money on it. That's what we have, Brian. That's what we have for Saturday night racing. Come early. Gates will open up. I think they're open the whole damn time, really. I mean, you could check out simulcast racing. That's always good. And Fairmont Park's going to have slot machines. My wife last night went to the casino. And
which one?
St. Charles.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She went to St. Charles and... she didn't come back for 5 hours, man.
That sounds about right. Now, do you have rules with your wife when it comes to gambling? That she can only gamble a certain amount?
She gambles what she wants, and I can't. I worry about my own cash, all right?
All right.
I don't want her to. Then if I did that, then she would do the horse racing thing, and gotcha. I can't go that route.
See, I don't have that with my wife, and so I have to limit the amount that she'll gamble.
Yeah, do you do that? You can pull that off?
Oh, yeah.
Well, God bless you. I mean, I all the power to you. Anyway, that's our show, Brian. Folks, keep cashing those winning tickets out there Saturday night. Hope these picks come through for you. Any suggestions, anything that you guys want to talk about, please feel free to go to our website that Sandy went to and drop us an email.
Yeah, it's fairmountparkpodcast.com, and you can contact us info@fairmountparkpodcast.com. So send your emails to us there. We get them. We both get them, actually. You and I both get those emails.
I'll just give you the shitty ones.
Okay, I'll take those.
Yeah, and if anyone's complimenting me, I'll just give those back to me.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, my friends. Stay tuned for next week, and have a great weekend.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.